the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
Today, we are going to hear from another one of North America's top 50 economic developers, Eileen Kai, Vice President of Business Recruitment North America and Asia for the Charlotte Regional Business Alliance, took time out of her day to chat with me about what's hot in Charlotte, which, I'll give you a hint, EV is part of the boom, of course, and she shares some great thoughts about how economic developers at all levels can link arms for the good of their community. The way Eileen sees her strengths playing out in her leadership is refreshingly honest, and I cannot wait for you to hear the rest of our conversation. So, ready, set, here we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I'm super excited to be here with Eileen Kai, who I just learned her last name is actually pronounced Thai. But we're going to go with Eileen Kai for today because that's how she is known right here in our economic development world. Eileen, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right in. So I would love to know a little bit more about your path into economic development. So when you went to college, what was your plan and how did you end up where you are today?
Well, as you know, Charlotte is the second banking center in terms of total banking assets. When I came to Charlotte 14 years ago, I was supposed to find a job with one of those banks. My background is finance, actually. But I met my previous supervisor at a networking event. And after that, he tried to recruit me to lead effort of the Asian market business recruitment for the Charlotte Chamber at that time. Apparently, he did a fabulous job of convincing me to change my career from banking to economic development. So in the past 14 years, I enjoy thoroughly about what I do and really never looked back about my decision. So that's how I end up in economic development. 14 years later, I'm still enjoying doing that. Of course, I take on a lot more responsibility now and work a lot more bigger projects. I'm very proud to say that I had many good success over the years as well.
I love that. I love that. And you never regretted it a day in your life, huh?
Not really. I mean, I feel this is a really fun job and fun career.
I love that. Okay. So you have experience at the local, the regional, and the state levels of economic development. So how does that approach differ for each level in your opinion? What are some of the hurdles of each level of economic development? And how can each level really link arms to make the most out of the approach for the good of the community? That's a lot of questions.
Well, when it comes to work with our partners, local, regional, or state levels, being supportive and cooperative is always the best approach to success. Just keep it in mind that economic development is a team sport. Each of us is an essential team member on every project. Everyone brings something to the table. At the end of the day, the goal is really to serve the client and help the client to make the right decision. I think the best feedback we hear from the client saying that they could not tell all the people they met are from different organizations. It looks to them, it is as if everyone is with the same team. I think that teamwork spirit does the best for the good of the community, no doubt about it.
I think that's a great answer, and I love that. Eileen, you are in your role, you do a lot of business recruitment for North America and Asia. And I want to pick your brain a little bit about deal flow. So what are you seeing that's hot right now? What industries are trending in your region and why is that?
Our recent deal flow is a lot focused on distribution and EV-related projects. Historically, Charlotte region is an ideal location for a distribution project due to the international airport, highway, railway, and proximity to the port. We've already landed some major distribution projects in the past, like Amazon, but we see a lot more activities in that regard. I also saw EV and battery-related activities. Our recent announcement about Arrival, a UK-based EV manufacturer, established its headquarters and two manufacturing facilities in the Charlotte region. I think that really helped raising the awareness of the region for EV projects. Lastly, Piedmont Lithium and Albemarle, two major lithium players who happen to be based in the Charlotte region, really helped attract some battery-related projects. Talent is always the key to build a future industry clusters around those industries. Our region has already worked very hard to facilitate and train those workers to meet future needs in terms of labor force.
That's really cool. I'm kind of going off the cuff here. I did not send this to you in advance, but how has the Charlotte region been intentional about building that future workforce? How did you all pull together to start thinking ahead of the curve? Because we are hearing a lot of economic developers, this has been a trend for a long time that talent was going to be a battle, but it's kind of reaching a boiling point right now. So some economic developers are maybe feeling a little bit behind the curve. So how did Charlotte get ahead of that to be landing those types of projects already having such a skilled labor workforce there?
Good question. As I think many community experience in the country, talent is always the top questions when you work with clients. So especially the world changes so much, and after pandemic, a lot of things has changed. Especially we see a lot of supply chain difficulties, and we see conversation around reshoring. So how to train laborers to meet the future needs is more important than ever. I think our region has really up to the game in terms of labor force training, not just in Charlotte area and the surrounding counties. Each county has community colleges. They all work very hard with the companies in their community to listen what the needs in terms of talent, what kind of skill and knowledge need to be retrained or need to be polished for the future workforce. So this is something we've been working on for a long time. It's not just now. So I think we're going to continue working on that, and not just at the county level, at the regional level as well. We try to cooperate those trainings and to learn from each other. I think that this really create a good, healthy ecosystem in terms of labor force training and labor force development.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for telling us a little bit more about your region. I'm going to dive a little bit deeper on you as a person and your leadership. When you think of your leadership journey, what do you see as a really strong personality trait or characteristic? And how do you see that playing out in the way that that your leadership has developed and the way you lead people?
Thanks. First of all, I'm a very people person. I genuinely interest in others and enjoy getting to know each other. As you know, that economic development is a lot about relationship building and working with people. So I think my personality really helps me feel a lot more fun about a job. So secondly, I'm very strategic and then data-driven when it comes to business plan. I believe that in this modern digital world, what data tells us is truly important. I'm very lucky that we have a super awesome research team working with us on many projects together. Lastly, I am very persistent when it comes to follow up with a client and building a long-term relationship with a partner. I truly believe that that is one of my key elements of my success. As far as how does that play into the way I lead people, I think it is quite simple. Lead as an example. I learned a lot from others. I try my best, do good, so people can learn from me as well. I think that's the best way to make positive and meaningful impact on others.
That's a quotable moment right there. And I love that. And I think that is really important to lead as an example. Eileen, we started off by talking about how you got into economic development by making that shift from the finance world into the economic development world. And I would love to end our time together today hearing from you what it is about economic development that excites you and what is it that keeps you getting up every morning and saying, yes, this is the industry for me. This is what I love to do.
Good question. I asked myself as well. What makes me excited about economic development work, and I kept doing it for almost 14 years, it is the fact that I enjoy doing it. It is more than a job. I believe what I do truly make a real difference in our community. Every time when I land a project or support a company in the region or engaged with a relationship building activities on behalf of the city and the region, I know that I'm making positive impact in our community. That is why I love this work so much, and it kept me coming back years after year.
And I think that's so true. I mean, we really all, as economic developers, we have the best job. We literally have the best job. We get to work for the greater good of our communities. We get to see the wins. We get to know that even if those jobs that you are landing in the community, even if those people don't know who you are, Eileen, you know that they have better opportunities because of the work that you're doing. So I appreciate you being on the podcast with us today. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. Congratulations on your award as one of North America's top 50 economic developers. And I hope we get to meet in person sometime soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the great honor. And I'm so glad to be part of this conversation.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.